Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. In last Mishnah, we said that if a person gates his sheep in a normal pen that could withstand a normal wind, and then somehow that sheep got out and it caused damage, the owner of that sheep would not be responsible for the damage that it causes, because something yotze min haklal, something abnormal happened, and that's how the damage actually occurred. This Mishnah will tell us, but if there's a condition out there that the owner should be aware about that causes the sheep to get out or to cause damage, and he really is negligent by leaving him in that spot, he's responsible as well. Mishnah says, Hiniha Bahama. If he locked his sheep up in the pen properly, but it was very hot sun out there, and the sun made the animal crazy, and it caused him to knock down that gate, caused him to be so heated that he knocked down the pen that he was in, or if he handed over the animal to a deaf mute, a person who was incompetent or a minor, if any of these people, he handed over the responsibility of watching the sheep to them, and then the sheep went out and it caused damage, hayav, the owner of the sheep is obligated to pay for the damage. In case number one, he was negligent for leaving the sheep out there in the sun. He knew that it was going to get crazy, and it was going to knock down that gate after being exposed to the sun for such a long time. And in case number two, he gave it to an unreliable person. They're not reliable to watch and to control the sheep. So therefore, he is still responsible for the damage that occurred. But if he handed over the sheep to a normal adult shepherd, that shepherd takes the place of the owner, and that shepherd, therefore, is not responsible for all of the damages, not the owner. Let's say the animal fell into a garden. For example, it was walking on a roof, and it slipped somehow, and it fell down from the roof into a person's garden, and it caused damage to the crops in that garden, but it also benefited from the damage at the same time. Two possible scenarios there. Let's say it fell onto plants and the plants cushioned his fall and saved the animal, or while it was there, number two, in a person's garden and ate from the crops. Mishalemit ma shenehenet. The owner has to pay for what it benefited from the crops, but it does not have to pay for the damage that the animal's fall caused, because the fall was unforeseeable. It wasn't something that could have been expected, and therefore the owner is not responsible. But it does have to pay for the benefit that it gained. For example, let's say in that case where it fell and it got cushioned by the crops, we say that it would have to pay as much as the owner would have paid in order to protect the animal and to cushion the fall, to hold back, to prevent that injury. What would have the owner paid in order to make sure that this happened? And that's what they would have been, that's what they're obligated to pay in terms of damages to, in terms of the benefit that it received once the crops were damaged. And in the case where if the animal ate the crops while it was there in another person's field, he'd have to pay for what it would normally cost him to feed his animal with cheap animal food. So even though it may have eaten plants that were expensive, what did that meal substitute back at home for the owner, which would be the price of cheap animal food? That's the benefit that he gained, and therefore that's what he would have to pay. Yarda kedarka v'hizika mishalemet ma shehizika. But if the animal didn't fall, rather it went down normally from the roof, and then it went into the garden in the normal way, and then it did damage there, it would have to pay the full price of the damages. Not only what it benefited, but it has to pay the full price of the damages the owner has to pay, because he was negligent and he's responsible for allowing this sheep to enter a different person's garden. How much does he have to pay for that type of damage, for crops that were attached to the ground? So what we do, says this opinion, is we assess the price of a betse'ah, which is a large piece of land. How much was it worth before the animal damaged the produce of a small part of that land, and now how much is it worth after the damage, and the owner has to pay the difference. This is in the benefit of the owner of the sheep. Since we're talking about a very large field over here, when a person normally is buying a large field, if a small little tiny portion of it is damaged, it doesn't really change the value in his eyes. He doesn't pay over here the value of the produce. He's paying for the value of a field after a small little amount of damage was done. And let's say the damage wasn't there, minus the damage there. So it's a small amount of money, relatively, when a person is looking to buy a piece of land, he doesn't really care about the small area that was had something eaten within it. So therefore, we learn it after the Pisukim, this is the penalty that he would have to pay for that damaged piece of land. According to this opinion, he wouldn't have to pay again for the damaged produce, but the reduction in the value of the price of the land. Rabbi Shimon is going to agree, but he's going to give us an exception to that rule. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achla Perot Gimurin, says Rabbi Shimon, if we're talking about ripe produce that was eaten, produce that's ripe and ready to be sold in the marketplace, Meshalemet Perot Gimurin, Im Se'ah Se'ah, Im Sa'atayim Sa'atayim, says Rabbi Shimon, then the owner of the sheep that caused the damage has to pay the value of ripe produce. If the animal ate a se'ah of produce, he would have to pay a se'ah of produce. If he ate two se'ah of produce, he would have to pay the price of two se'ah. So according to this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, an exception to the rule would be if the damage was done to ripe produce. That means it's not connected to the ground, it's ready to be sold at market already. When we're dealing with that, you assess the value of the produce, what it would have been sold for, and that's what he has to pay the owner of the sheep that caused the damage. He has to pay to the owner of the produce. But when talking about unripe produce, he would agree with the previous Tana, and he would assess the value of the land, the damage that it caused to the value of the land, and that's what would have to be paid to the owner of that land for the damage that the sheep caused.